I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Matthew 5:4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Mourning is a universal human experience. The way we mourn might be different depending on our culture, our personality, or our upbringing. Someone's practice of mourning might look totally different from yours, so much so that you don't even understand what they're doing as mourning at all. But all of us experience loss, so all of us know what it is to mourn. Mourning is a particular type of sadness. It's deep and visceral. We mourn the loss of loved ones, of course. We might also mourn other losses, the loss of our health, the loss of our home or a job, the loss of a season of life. But mourning is also more than just sadness. It's a process we pass through in order to deal with a great loss. Grief is not enjoyable, and therefore many people avoid it. Refusing to engage in the process of grief or mourning can lead to all kinds of trouble. Nevertheless, we ignore it, avoid it, talk ourselves out of it. We argue, deny, bargain, and I understand why. Sometimes grief feels like too much to bear, an impossible feeling to sustain, a loss impossible to accept. Jesus understood loss. Jesus experienced grief. When he spoke this statement in Matthew 4 about those who mourn, he also lived it out. Notice what's on the other side of grief. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Ignoring your grief and refusing to mourn might seem preferable to engaging with it, but then you miss out on the second half of the verse. How many times does Scripture say God is near to the lowly, the brokenhearted, those who are suffering? Grief is not enjoyable, but it is an opportunity to experience the comfort of God in a way that only those who mourn experience Him. How precious we are to God. How He longs to comfort us when we hurt. He comforts us with His presence, and the deepest hurt is met with the deepest comfort. The richness of the presence of God is why we can say, "Blessed are those who mourn." Blessed with what? The comforting presence of the Lord. If you're in the midst of grief, we don't expect you to pretend like you're fine. It's okay to mourn. It's more than okay. It's necessary. But know that no matter how alone you feel in your pain, how singular your grief, God is with you. You will be comforted. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.